are up, and I'm here at the Panther Pit, the gym at the campus of Vista High School in Vista, California. And we have not a CIF Southern, San Diego section game. This is a game for seeding in the state tournament. I don't quite understand all this. This is kind of an unusual game, and the Vista Panthers will be hosting the Tories from La Jolla Country Day. And, of course, La Jolla Country Day is over in the University Town Center area of San Diego, not too far from Torrey Pines, where all the, where all the Torrey Pines are, I guess. Okay. Here's what we have for the two teams. For Torrey Pines, the head coach is Ryan Meyer, who's been there for a number of years. They have a 21-9 record overall in league 8-4, and they're rated 95th out of I don't know how many. I thought I saw someplace it was several thousand. Anyway, a lot of high schools in California, they're rated 95th. Vista is coached by Anthony Bolton in his second year here. They are 22-8. They were 8-2 in league play. They're rated 75th. So that somebody thinks that Vista's a little bit better than La Jolla Country Day, but I would have to say that these two teams are probably pretty close to being even. And let me get some equipment going here. And if I have to sneeze, I apologize. I've been really suffering from, not a cold, I don't think, but from allergies. And if you were not, obviously, if you're listening now, you didn't get my first remarks. This is a state seeding game for the state tournament between the visiting La Jolla Country Day Tories and the Vista Panthers. We are at Vista High School. You know, in all honesty, neither one of these teams would have liked to have been here today, because it means that they both lost last week in the San Diego section of the CIF first round play. Now, let's see, we're getting starters for the Tories. Number 3, Alex Cho. Raymond Liu, number 5. Cho is 6'1", Liu is 5'9". Number 11, Ben Doherty. He's 5'11", so far we don't have a lot of height. Now, Ryan Langborg, yeah, that's what it says. Number 33, he's 6'4". And number 34, Jason Taylor, a junior, he's 6'9". He will be the tallest player tonight. Here come the Panthers. Jordan Hillstock. Number 2, just a junior, 6'3.5". Shane Coates, he's 6'5", he's a senior. And number 4, Savari Perdue, 6'3.5". And number 5, Isaiah Morris, he's a senior, 6 feet. And Taurus Samuel, a senior, he's 6'1". All right, we are about ready to go. About ready to get underway. Apparently both of these teams are going to go into the state playoff. Boy, I just can't, I can't seem to shake off these, well, it's not a cold, it's allergies, I guess. Tories are in blue uniforms with white numbers and trim. The Panthers are in white uniforms with red Well, actually, black numbers with the red outline, and of course, the black and red trim. I always like it when I can see the numbers easily. Okay, there's the jump, and Torre's control. Lou with the ball. Now Cho over to Langbord, and a lot of defensive pressure there. He's going to drive, holds up for a jump shot. That's good. So Vista with the ball for the first time. They're trailing by 2 points. Tavari passes to Samuels. He had, a nice try, but it's out, in and out. Here come the Tories. Lou, he's going to pass it in to the big guy. And, the big guy, meaning 34. Wait a minute. Let's see if I got that right. Yeah, 34. To Jason Taylor. He had a couple of defensive men on him, all over him, and he traveled. So here come the Panthers, front court, and it's going to be a jump shot. No good, but nice try for a rebound there by Coach, but he lost it out of bounds. So the Tories, Raymond Liu, front court, over to Langbord. He backs up a little bit outside. Now he's going to drive. He drives. He's fouled. I don't think there's going to be a... Yeah, that was Jordan Hillstock. And no shooting there. That was, even though he got it in. There's number three, Joe. Whoa, a long one for three. This is trailing now by five. And a drive, didn't make it. That's Morris. Alex Cho is committed that foul. So that'll be two shots for Isaiah Morris. And the first one is in. 5-1. Vista has the one. Have a second shot coming up. It is no good. And the ball, they're going to call Kavari Perdue, I think, on a penalty going for the rebound. Yep, Kavari Perdue. All right, the Tories with the ball, leading 5-1. Cho with the ball. No, Lou, I'm sorry, with the ball. Now Cho has the ball in the front court, looking for someone to pass it to, guarded by Hillstock. And now, again, a long shot. No good. And that's a nice rebound by Jordan Hillstock. Here's his shot. No good. Here come the Tories. They got that rebound. Lou. And a shot from the baseline. No good. By Doherty. Vista with a... that... Hillstock tips it in. So it's 5-3. Vista now trailing only by two. Tories with the ball. And a drive, no good by Langbord. Vista with the ball, bringing it down. The corner is Hillstock. Over to Isaiah Morris. Isaiah Morris over to Hillstock. And this is all action outside the three-point arc. There's a shot, no good by Kavari Perdue. And almost stolen by the Panthers. It's a long, long shot. My goodness, does he have to be that close? Way out there, and that was no good. by the Torrey. So here's Krista. He must have been 10 feet outside of the arc. There is a whistle. And that is going to be a personal. All right. Alex Cho picks up his second. And in comes number 10, Colin McGrath, a 6-foot junior for the Tories. And Cho, with two fouls, sits down. This will be inbounding the ball. And Samuel gets that inbound pass, looking for someone. Over to Micaiah Morris, who has come in. It's the leading now, or I'm sorry, they're trailing by two. And is that going to be a drive? No, it's going to be Hillsock. Oh, in and out on a long shot from the corner. Stories with the ball. Lou, there is a, wow, that's a long three by Colin McGrath. So far, Gory Pine, or rather the Tories. Okay, that's a three. Isaiah Morris with a three. Tories in the front court now. And at number 11, he's going to shoot. He got the three. That's Doherty. So it is now 11-6, Vista trailing by five. Vista working around the outside. Samuels over to, oh, that was air ball, but Coates was able to throw it in. There is a putback, no good. And the Tories get it. That was Colin McGrath bringing it down. Lou. And a feed into Jason Taylor. 13-6. And that is going to be a timeout. The Tories from La Jolla Country Day are right on target. It happens that sometimes. This is now trailing by 7. 13-6. iTech Radio has brought you, yet I can't count how many. We've got all of the league games at 10. And the game last week, and this one, that's 12. And must be close to 20 games. Some from a tournament, and of course a lot from the league play. Vista now will be inbounding the ball. 2:58 to go in this first half. McCoy Country Day leading 13-6. A lot of shots that many times Vista will make them. They've not gone in. And there is a shot, no good, by Samuels. Torres get the ball. And a drive and a shot, no good. Vista gets the ball. Here he is. Moving the ball around. A long shot by Isaiah, Micaiah Morris. Oh, that was a nice play by Flynn. No, not Flynn. I'm sorry. That's not Flynn. I'll get you his name because I want to get him to get credit. Flynn is in the game. And a long shot. No good. Well, Vista's just not doing it. But rebound by Vista. And it's going to be travel on Isaiah Morris. Let's see, the player who had a good play in there was Fletcher Pope. That's it. I'm a little late giving you that, but he's in. Glenn is in. Okay, here come the Tories. in front court. Moving the ball around the arc. And the clock running down. There's a shot. Good. A two-pointer by Langborg. It's now 15-6. Vista has to get hot here, or they're going to have a hard time. A couple of players are ready to come in for Bohai Country Day. And there is a drive, and here is a shot. Oh, a good one, a three by Michael Flynn. My goodness, that was a good shot. So it's now 15-9, not much time to go. That's a three-pointer for La Jolla Country Day by McGrath. We have under a minute to go, 18-9. And here's another shot. Whoa! Another three by Michael Flynn. So it's now 18-12. 30 seconds to go in the half. Clock running. Doherty with the ball for the Tories. Guarded by Micaiah Morris. And the Tories have been shooting some of these shots from way, way out. Now he's all near the timeline. Over to McGrath. And another shot. No good. And this is going to be a lay-in right at the buzzer. That was Micaiah Morris. So we are going into the second quarter. It is 18-14. It's still trailing, but came back a little bit there. La Jolla Country Day. All right. We have just a few seconds here. And I think, believe it or not, I think, my goodness, the reception continues to be good here at the Vista Gym. Sometimes it's really, it varies. Sometimes it's terrible and sometimes it's good. Right now it's good. Anytime I have two dots out of five, I know I'm going to be okay. All right, here come the Panthers. Hillstock, Samuels, Flynn, Coates, and Micaiah Morris. And Vista will be inbounding the ball. If La Jolla Country Day continues to shoot as well as they have, they'll be hard to beat. But sometimes teams go cold. Vista with the ball. And it's going to be a little, oh, a nice runner up the side or up the sideline there. And Michael Flynn puts it in. So Vista's now trailing only by two. Torres with the ball. So, looking for someone to pass it to. Oh, a nice defensive play by Samuels. Kind of spooked, I hate to say that, but kind of spooked McGrath a little bit, so they lost out of bounds. And Vista will have the inbound. Well, Savari Perdue back in for Vista. And Micaiah Morris sits down. Vista trailing only by two. They're in the front court. Hillstock in the corner to, let's see, now Morris. No, I'm sorry, that's Flynn. Now here, well, a long shot. Good. Whoa. Hillstock. Yowie. Vista now ahead. Torres now working on a, let's see. Long shot there by Cho. Rebound taken by Vista. And a jump shot, good. Two-pointer for Cora Samuels. This is now opening up a lead, not a big lead, 3 points. Hoya Country D. I keep wanting to call them Torrey Pines because their name is the Torrey. And that's not good because that's not who they are. Oh, well, a nice try for a steal by Samuels, but he puts it out. Let's see, coming back in for Torrey Pines, 34, Jason Taylor. Who else? Elijah Mel. Not sure who those were. A long shot. Good. I think that was 33. Yeah, Langborg. So it's tied. Vista with the ball. Savari, Purdue. Almost lost it, but Flynn gets the ball. Savari, Purdue. Nice try. Rebound by Coates. There is a shot. And Vista's able to get that rebound as well. Here's a shot. No, that was an air ball by Hillsock. Here comes La Jolla Country Day. Long shot. Oh, not good at all. Man, these guys from La Jolla Country Day in some cases are firing off shots that are must be 8 or 10 feet beyond the line. Now, they made a couple of them from that. I admit, but gee whiz. All right. La Jolla Country Day. There is a shot. That's two for Langbor. So, Torrey, 2 points in the lead. Vista. Here's a jump shot. Oh, in and out by Samuels. Here comes another one of those long shots. No good. That was McGrath, I think. And the ball almost lost by Vista, but they get it back. Flynn with the ball. Oh, he loses it as he tries a drive. Langborg. Oh, boy. That is Purdue with a personal foul. Langborg makes that, he's got now 10 points. And he'll take the free throw following his basket. Good. All right, 26 to 21. A little bit of a run for La Jolla Country Day. Just with the ball. Long pass, or long shot. Good by Micaiah Morris. Now it's 26-24. This is starting to get a little bit hot here on the long shot. And it is McGrath over, let's see. Oh, the ball is going to be, oh, timeout taken by La Jolla Country Day. That was a good move because it was going to be a jump ball. Or are they going to, did they call that a penalty? Well, I'm not sure. Timeout in any event. About halfway through the second quarter. 26-24. We archive these games usually within a few minutes. And if somebody wants to come and listen to the game tomorrow or the next day or next week or next year, they can do it at MyTech Radio. Oh, my name is Bill Ruff. I think I mentioned that. Incidentally, for Vista, he's been in there for a little while. Carter Starnes, number 12, junior. All right, number 5, Raymond Liu, will be inbounding the ball for La Jolla Country Day. And, oh, they're going to call another personal as Jason Taylor came in there to receive the ball and was fouled. That is Fletcher Pope. That's his first foul. And Jason Taylor gets the first free throw. He'll get another. Gets that one, too. So it is now 28-24. Vista trailing. They did get ahead. It's 21-18, but they've fallen behind. And there is a drive and a personal foul. Vista's going to get... That's Doherty. And Isaiah Morris with 4 points. He will shoot two. Ooh, he doesn't get that one. Frankly, not even close, which is very unusual. Occasionally, he'll get a free throw miss. It's one of those in and out. He'll get another one. Number three, Alex Cho. Back in the game. For the Torrey, Spencer Oligood, who was in there for a while, sits down. All right, another free throw for... Oh, wow, that is very unusual. He missed that, but Starnes got the rebound. So Vista will have it, and Messiah Morris over to... Oh, eventually comes to... again, to Carter Starnes. Holy cow, a three-pointer. Vista now trails by just one. You don't see Carter Starnes scoring a lot. And you don't see him make 12. That's Starnes. Charged with a foul. Spencer Oligood, number 22, comes back in for La Jolla Country Day. And it looks like Shane Coates is going to be coming back in for Vista. And he will replace Fletcher Pope. Fletcher Pope will be back next year. He's either 6'4 or 6'5. He'll be, no doubt, a major player next year. Hillslot comes back in. I didn't see who he... I'm sorry, that's Isaiah Morris comes back in. And inbound pass to Cho. And the ball goes, oh, he knocks it off his foot and recovers. I think that was Carter Starnes. It's the front court, trailing by one only. Jabari Purdue, Samuels. And there is a nice drive to the right by Isaiah Morris. And at the other end, the Torres moving it around out to Langborg. His shot no good. And Carter Starnes rebound. So Vista, boy, the game has gone back and forth. 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. And a little drive and a two-pointer by Isaiah Morris. Drove along the baseline and pulled up and put it in. It's now 31-28. Just again leading. There's a long shot from the corner by Cho. No good. Just with the ball, there's a big scramble as somebody fell down, I guess. But Vista retains possession. And over to Jordan Hillstock. He is... Oh, a nice little drive and a round jump shot. And there is a... Is that a... That's a timeout, I guess. All right, with 1:47, Vista is leading 33-28. Now there's a little confusion as to who's charged with the timeout. We have a minute and 47 seconds left in this first half. Vista leading 33-28. All right, it'll be La Jolla Country Days ball. I should just call them the Tories. That's a lot. That's easier. Okay, this is Langborg. He's going to drive. No, he passes over. Oh, and that was, I thought it was a block. But no, they say it was Morris. Morris is charged with that foul. And Ben Daugherty shooting two. Well, he got the first one. And he'll get another free throw here. Oh, that's right. He was outside the arc. He gets a third shot. Boy, you don't see that very often. All right. This is a senior, Ben Daugherty, shooting the third shot, and he made it. Wow. All right. 2-point lead for Vista as Isaiah Morris brings the ball down to the front court. His brother, Micaiah Morris, and back to Isaiah, and back to Micaiah, and then into Shane Coates, and back out to Isaiah Morris, and Flynn. Oh, he lost the ball on a drive, and this will be a shot from the corner. No. Oh, a nice attempt at a rebound, but he touched the last and goes out. That's Isaiah Morris. A minute four. 2 points lead. Okay, Tories take a timeout. A minute, 4 seconds. Vista leading 33-31. Two teams with similar records. The Tories, 21-9. Vista, 22-8. And roughly the same in size, although the Tories have Jason Taylor, 6'9". They also have listed number 15, Dubem Okafor, a freshman, 6'9". Number 15? I'm not sure that I've seen it. No, it couldn't be. He must, for some reason, not be playing tonight or whatever. You know, guy 6'9" when you see him. All right. Here we come. Ready to play. Tories will inbound. And to Lou. And out to Chu. No good. And long shot. No good. Then Vista's able to get it. We're under a minute. Flynn with the ball over to Isaiah Morris and to Hillstock and to Morris. They're not driving at this point. And into... And, oh, two nice tries. But nice tries doesn't work for Coates. And he couldn't put it in. Finally taken by... The Tories, Langborg with the ball. And they are high. I think it's the coach's daughter here. She's about 2 years old, and she gave me a wave, so I had to hold her hand. All right, and the Tories way in the side. No good. Vista, and that's going to be it. And neither team could score there. 33-31. So Vista scored 19. Torrey Pine. The Torreys. I am sorry. The Torreys got 13. So Vista with 33 and the Torreys with 31. All right, I'm going to let the webcast roll here. You can hear a little background noise or whatever while I go check and make sure I've got the scoring correct. This is High Tech Radio bringing you the state California Interscholastic Federation state playoff seeding game. Boy, that's a mouthful. Between the La Jolla Country Day Torreys and the Vista Panthers, just at halftime leading, but only 33-31. We'll have the second half action in about another 5 minutes. All right, we are just about ready for the second half. The Panthers are out warming up, and the Tories from Loyola today haven't even come back out on the court. Here's the scoring from the first half. For the Tories, Alex Cho, 3. Colin McGrath, 6. Ben Daugherty, 6. Ryan Langbord, 12. Very productive. And Jason Taylor, 4. For Vista, Micaiah Morris, 5. Jordan Hillsock, 7. Torah Samuels, 2. Isaiah Morris, 8. Carter Starnes, 3. And Michael Flynn, there we go, 8. Good day for Michael Flynn. Good night, I should say. Excuse me. Still trying to get rid of this allergy or whatever it is. Speaking of Michael Flynn, I hate that. He would start at a lot of with a lot of high school basketball teams, I believe. Good player. All right, score is Vista 33. Torrey's 31. Vista was behind by quite a bit in that first quarter, but came back fairly strong to trail by only 4, and then outscored the Torrey's 19-13 in the second quarter to lead. But it's not much of a lead. 2 points. Well, the Torrey's did not get much of a chance to warm up there. I don't know whether that'll make a difference or not. Okay, Daugherty will be inbounding the ball for the Tory. And Cho gets the ball on the rebound in the backcourt. Tory's now in the front court. There's a whistle. Who was that? I don't know who that was. There's a Jason Taylor. I guess it was 34. And that would be his first. Vista, long shot. Oh, no. By Hillsock. And at the other end, a missed lay-in by the Tories. Vista recovers. Front court. And there is a shot by Coates in and out. Torres with the ball. Cho. And out to Langborg. No. That is a rebound. Hilsock. Just with the ball. Front court. And a pull-up jump shot. Good. By Cara Samuel. And now it's 35-31. Vista with their biggest lead of the game. Here is a long, not a very good shot by Lou. Taken by Vista in the front court. Cora Samuels. And there's a long shot, and that's not going to make it. By Isaiah Morris. Story, front court. And there's Joe with the ball. Oh, out of bounds at the end. Vista. So Vista not doing badly here. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Oh, this is interesting. Number 10, Gino Spirito is in the game. Now, Spirito doesn't play a lot. A couple times I've seen him in there. Looks pretty good. And it's interesting that he's in at this point. Hilsock has the ball now. Over to Samuel. Then Isaiah Morris. Ball outside stuff. Then a... Wow! A corkscrew twisting kind of a lay-in by Morris. Isaiah Morris makes it. So it's now 37-31, just the leading by six. Plenty of time to go. Langborg turns and his shot is no good for the Tories. Missed a rebound. Samuels. Oh, that was Samuels passed it off to Hilsock, who was going to try to put it in from real short. Okay, that's Langborg's second foul. Hilsock, he took a fall there, but he's okay. He's going to shoot two. Oh, Vista has got to make these free throws. Number one. I don't have a number one for the Tories, but there's a number one who's in. That one's good for Jordan Hilsock. He now has 8 points. Hilsock sits down. And Matt Rivera. He hasn't played yet. He's another one of these guys who has some talent. Doherty with the ball, trying to bring it to the front court. And lots of defensive pressure there. Langborg. Oh, and I think that was Langborg puts it in on a follow. So, and Spirito's about a foot shorter than Langborg. He drove in there, and Langborg blocked the shot. He's well at the, sometimes it happens that way. Here, Vista retains possession. Here's a long shot. No good. Lou for the Tories gets the ball. Over to number one. And Langmore gets the ball and drives right in. He's now at 16 and it is now 38-35. So Vista gave up a couple of baskets there. Sports is not the only thing we have on High Tech Radio. We have a number of interesting interviews with some interesting people and some music programs. Eric Gruff, who couldn't be here tonight, has a heavy metal program, and have a couple programs on general jazz in general, and also big band. Okay, let's see what we have here. It is going to be Matt Rivera inbounding the ball for Vista. And Samuel gets that bounce pass, brings it down. Lou is guarding him over to Rivera and to Spirito. And there's Isaiah Morris, who's going to drive. He gives to, oh, very nice, to Shane Coates, just to the neck of the basket, and he puts it in. 40-35. Not a long or a huge lead, but they're ahead. They'd like to be ahead rather than behind. Corey. And that's number one. Again, I don't know who he is. I'll try to find out. And long pass to one again, then to number 11, Doherty. Doherty drives and puts it in. That's Ben Doherty. That's 8 points for him. 40-37. And whistle, let's see. That is going to be on. And sorry, I couldn't hear that. It's sometimes hard for me to hear with these headphones on. Makai Taylor, is it for the first time for Vista? And the Vista players are kind of doing a little maneuver there to get the ball. Hillstock gets it over to, those couple people in Rivera. Long shot, no good. And there is that's interesting. That was a jump ball. The Panther went up and Taylor was able to just grab it. And 3 points for Hillside. So it didn't matter on that jump ball. Well, the jump ball, it went in favor of Vista. Scores with the ball. And there is the ball. Let's see. Well, it gets a little big scramble in there. Various people trying to get at it. It went out of bounds. Corey's will control. Now, timeout. 307, 43-37. Vista, I think they were 8 or 9 points, I will say 8, behind. And now they are 6 ahead. So they have sort of caught fire here in this third quarter. If Vista wins this game, they may well get a home game next week sometime. We're not sure when. In the state playoffs. But that's not for sure. If they lose, I would say they would almost certainly have an away game, but they are going to have one more game. And the two teams will be on the court here as both the officials encourage them to step out. So Vista has Isaiah Morris, Pope, Taylor, Rivera. Who did I miss? I'm missing somebody. So it's, did I say Pope? I guess I said Pope. Hillstock. It is Corey with the ball in the front court. And there is the ball was stolen. It was a pass into the big guy, but it was stolen by Hillstock. And there it is. Nice drive. And a two-pointer. Okay, number one. All right, that's Isaiah Morris at the line. He has 12. I'll try to make it 13. No good. And Langborg on the rebound. Front court, Doherty, back to Doherty. Oh, the ball is stolen! And is Isaiah Morris all the way. Puts it in. This is catching fire here. Doherty's with the ball. Doherty now with the ball over to Lou. And Doherty again. Lou. Okay, the ball is knocked away. Last touch by Isaiah Morris. He will be replaced by his brother, Micaiah Morris. Micaiah will be a starter next year. You heard it here. He has quite a shot. All right. Torres with the ball. Lou, way across the way. Micaiah Morris guarding him. Now he's in the corner. Doherty. Back to Lou. He's going to take a long shot. No good. And that is Rivera with the rebound for Vista. Micaiah Morris. Who's he going to throw it to? Over to Taylor. Taylor will be back next year, too, I'm pretty sure. And there is Micaiah Morris again. Way outside the three-point line. Then Jordan Hilltalk. Oh, a nice try. But that pass into Taylor really didn't, well, it was a little bit off. Anyway, Vista is able to recover after the Tories can't make a basket. Oh, and that's going to be Taylor with committing a turnover of travel. Minute 16 seconds to go. Vista's leading by 10. Boy, oh boy. Tories with the ball. McGrath. Out to Langborg. Oh, and it is stolen. Hilltalk brings it down. Is it going to go all the way? No, he passes it off. Taylor with the ball over to Hilltalk. And no good, but Vista. Melikau now again. Vista controls. This is so happening so fast. And that is a try and 2 points for Micaiah Morris. And that is, let's see, Taylor, his third foul. Micaiah Morris. That's good. Oh, my goodness, did he? Micaiah Morris had his foot on the line. Oh, dear. So that's a point loss. Definitely a self-inflicted wound. Here come the Tories. Lou over to Langborg. And Langborg, again, takes a long shot. No good. Micaiah Morris rebounds. Here's Vista in the front court. Just a few seconds to go in this third quarter. They'd like to get the last point. Taylor to Hilltalk and then out again to Micaiah Morris. They're going to have to shoot. And, oh, that wasn't good. Ball was passed over, I think, to Flynn and it got away from it. 3.3 seconds. Just leading by 12. And there's the shot. No good. So it is 49-37. Holy cow. Let's see if we can get that. Only 6 points in the third quarter. And Vista 14. Oh, wait a minute, that can't be right. No, 16, yeah. So it's 49-37. Now the game's not over, 8 minutes to go, but the Tories are going to have to come on pretty strong here, I really do believe, to win this. And believe it or not, my cell phone is hanging in there. All right. To start the fourth quarter, Michael Flynn, who has 8 points tonight, that may be his best game. Then Shane Coates, Micaiah Morris, Tavari Perdue, and Taurus Samuel. Vista really wants to hang on here. And for the Tories, Raymond Liu, Colin McGrath, Jason Taylor, Ben Daugherty, and Ryan Langbore, who is the high-point man, I believe. The Tories with the ball. And it's nice. Nice play there. Pass into Taylor, and he puts it in. So now it's a 10-point lead. It's in the front court. In the corner, Samuels, his jump shot. No good. Vista cannot get it. Here come the Tories. And a drive all the way is no good for the Tories. And there is a drive all the way. It's good for, that is Samuels. I'm pretty sure that was him. And that was a basket, and I didn't get who that was for the Tories. So it's 51-41. All right, 7:07. Carter Starn. I said he's a junior, 6'4". The guys who are definitely going to be big contributors next year, Micaiah Morris, Jordan Hillstock, Carter Starnes, Matt Rivera, Shane Coates is a senior. This is my thing, this junior, but I know he's not. And I would say Fletcher Pope and Makai Taylor. Who else is coming back? Robbie Lowe, who hasn't been in yet tonight, will be back. And there are some, I'd say probably two or three at least, good players coming up from the junior varsity. Oh, that was a, I didn't see that. That was a crash by, who was that? Cora Samuel. Oh, are they, they're going to just look him at the, on the sideline. There's Flynn with the ball. Tavari Perdue. Makai Morris. Over Carter Starn. Let's see, is somebody going to take a shot here? Oh, another travel for Vista. That was Michael Flynn. Boy, I really, really hope that Taurus Samuels is not badly hurt, because that would be a real blow. All right, in the front court, the Tory, they are trailing by 10. And there's a drive, a pull-up jump shot, no good. For the Tories, Carter Starnes gets the rebound. Passes to Isaiah, or rather, Micaiah Morris. Oh, and there was almost a stolen. I think that was Flynn. Excuse me. Just trying to see, was that Flynn? Let's see if I can work that out, because I want to know. Mr. Announcer. Was that Flynn? Yes, it was Flynn. And that may be his high point game. That's 11 points. All right, timeout here. It's 54-41. Man, oh, man. When this game, you know, this has been this way a lot of times this year. I mean, they've lost 8 games. 2 of those were to very strong San Marcos team, and won in overtime to one of the best teams. Oh, I know. I've just mentioned the fact that we lost the two games to very good San Marcos. Torrey Pines in overtime, and in a number of cases where Vista's won, they didn't look too good coming out, and then they caught fire, and that's what's happening here. All right, Ben Daugherty going to inbound the ball to Langborg, as the Tories have only 6 minutes to make up 13 points. And that is Daugherty, then to Lou. He doesn't make that lay-in, but that's Micaiah Morris, who is charged with that personal foul. So Raymond Liu, no. Alex Cho comes back in for the story. I was just talking to the announcer here, who is the father of Michael Flynn. This may be Michael Flynn's best game. No! No good on that second free throw attempt. Wow. This is catching some breaks here. Way over to Micaiah Morris, then to Michael Flynn. He is foul. That is Joe. That's his third. No shot here. It's inbounding. Whoa, they almost lost the ball. Long, long pass into the backcourt, but Vista has it. Isaiah Morris. Holding it now over to Micaiah Morris. Oh, boy. Micaiah is going to get a offensive foul there. He did kind of run into the man guarding him. 54-41. This is still leading. And there. Oh, the ball is almost... stolen. Real nice play by Isaiah Morris, but he couldn't quite get it and stay inbound. So Ben Daugherty will do the inbounding for the Tories. 5:33 left to play in the game. Lou for the Tories. Across the timeline. Langmore over to Cho. No, and it is. This is good. And this is going to be 2 more points for Isaiah Morris. My goodness. He just stole it. It was a long pass, and he was able to steal it. Here come the Tories. And that is... What are they going to call? Was that on Langford? I mean, no, not Langford, Taylor. I think that was on Taylor. Oh, I'm sorry. I am very sorry. That was on Vista, so Tories have the ball. Yeah, I looped on that one. And there is a short jump shot, no good. And a short putback by Jason Taylor. So it is 13 points. Oh, this is getting rough. That was a collision there. Oh, and I thought maybe they were going to count close for a penalty, but it was, no, they say it's travel. So Vista with 4:31. leading by 13. And it'll be Micaiah Morris inbounding to his brother. Clock running. A little under 4.5 minutes to go. Oh, and there is another turnover. Isaiah Morris passed it cross court. He was almost at the timeline to Micaiah, who was over the timeline. But Micaiah put 1 foot back in the backcourt, so that's a backcourt violation. Torres with the ball. And no good by Langborg. Micaiah Morris, rebound. Isaiah Morris, then over to Jordan Hillstock. Micaiah Morris almost lost it. There's going to be a shot by Flynn. No good, and Jason Taylor rebounds for the Tories. And that 33, number 33, Langborg laying it in. So, oh, almost stolen by La Jolla Country Day. Oh, and La Jolla Country Day does steal it. Long pass. And I think that again is Langborg. Boy, he's got 12. 4-58. He has 20 points now. 3-14. It's 9 points. What are they going to call? They're going to call... Okay, that's Cho, Alex Cho, who now has 4 fouls. I think the shooting situation for Isaiah Morris. He needs to make these. He made the first. 15 points for him. Flynn sits down. Taylor comes in for him. McKee Taylor. Or is it Micaiah? I think it's Micaiah. And also a free throw for Morris. Now it is 11-point lead. Torres can still win, but they're going to have to just be on fire here. Oh, I don't know why that was a travel. Whoa, they say this is ball. I'm not sure. Well, somebody's really unhappy from the La Jolla Country Day team. Long shot by Jordan Hillstock. He almost stole it. Here's the Tories. Langborg. I'm not sure what that last call was because he gave a hand signal that I'm not familiar with. And that's the first foul on Shane Coates. 2:31. And the La Jolla Country Day coach is talking to the ref. That was that call. And I don't know what that was. I don't know. It was not a personal foul. I'll find out after the game, but not now. All right. 2:31 to go. 11-point lead for Vista. Taylor, let's see, both of the Morrises, Shane Coates, and Jordan Hillstock in for Vista. We'll be inbounded by La Jolla Country Day. Number 5, Lou. Oh, that's going to be a personal foul on, let's see, Yep, yep. It's going to be on Morris. I think that's only his second foul. Alex Cho makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 2:29. 10-point lead. And he makes that one. That's 5 points for him. Just and a lot of full court pressure. Oh, my goodness. They lost it. And it's going to be Langborg. No, but a... Jump ball, and that's okay for Vista because the arrow was going their way. Taylor will inbound the ball. Here is a long pass down to, and then another pass. There's was a short jumper by Makai Morris that didn't make it. Three, four, 34, Taylor. I have that as his fourth foul. Micaiah Morris makes it. That's eight for him. He scored in all four quarters. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Morris shoots, and that's also good. That's 9 points for Micaiah. Torrey, front court. Langborg. Over to Cho. Then to Taylor. Langborg over in the corner. And that's going to be a jump shot no good by Doherty. Vista rebound. And, oh, almost. Well, I thought that would be a foul, no. Just moving the ball around, but not in any hurry. Morris to Micaiah Morris. Whoa! 3 points for Micaiah Morris with an assist from his brother, Isaiah. Doherty with the ball. Three. That's Joe. Yes. So it is now 63-52. Oh, there she goes, coach's daughter, running. She's mostly pretty good, isn't she? Yeah, it's cute. Anaya, is that the name? Anaya? Anaya, is that her name? Anaya, little two-year-old. 1 minute and 13 seconds remaining. And if Vista can hold on here, this will be a state playoff game, state tournament playoff game, next week sometime. And this is a timeout. Don't know when that game will be. This is Thursday. I think it'll probably be Tuesday. All right. Teams are going to have to come out on the... court. La Jolla Country Day. Good record coming in. 21-9, 8-4 league. Right in the top 100 of the, I don't know, several thousand high schools in California by maxpreps.com. But I think they're going to lose this game. I don't want to jinx anything. Taylor will inbound for Vista. Ooh, that is a personal foul. That is on Joe. Now, I have that as his fifth. Well, no. I guess I'm wrong on that. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Cho sits down. Micaiah Morris will have a free throw here. 1-1. Yes, good. 13 now for him. Here's his second. That's good. And I think that may have nailed it. 13-point lead for Vista, 65-52. Langbord for the Tories. And that will be a penalty, personal foul on probably Shane Coates. Yep. Well, they say that's his third. All right. Langbord will inbound. He has 20 points according to my paper, but I know that I missed two. So, and he takes a long one. No, that was a terrible shot. Here comes Makai Morris. Oh, that's got to be a no. Anthony Bolton, the coach, is lobbing for a goaltending. Nope. That's Doherty with, oops, Doherty with his second foul. In any event, Micaiah Morris will be at the line. Missed that one. He was second. Team points for Micaiah Morris. There's his shot. Good. And back in the game is Gino Spirito for Vista. Oh, and Vista. Vista steals the ball. Hillstock knocked it away. Gino Spirito got it. And that is Micaiah Morris. Three-pointer. Again, Micaiah Morris. And I think they're going to hold it here. They're not going to do anything. About 30 seconds, under 30. And they're going to have to... shoot, I think they'll do. Whoa, nice feed Spirito to Shane Coates. And he puts it in. And Vista gets the ball again. The other end, and they're just going to walk it off. Well, a big, big win for Vista. That's it, 71-52. So let's see. That's 22 points for Vista in the third quarter. And 15 for the Tories, which isn't bad, but not when the other guys are scoring that well. All right, I'm going to give you the scoring, and I know I'm wrong on this for at least the Tories. For La Jolla Country Day, Alex Cho, 8. Colin McGrath, 6, all in the first quarter. In the first quarter. Ben Doherty, 8. Let's see. Langbord, I believe, 20. Now, I don't know who that other two should be charged with. Maybe got more than that. Jason Taylor, let's see, 8. And that is it. I don't know if that's, I probably have two off. For Vista, Micaiah Morris, 17. Jordan Hillstock, 11. Torres Samuels, who got hurt, and I don't know how he's doing, but he got 6. Isaiah Morris, 19, Carter Starnes 3, Shane Coates 4, and Michael Flynn 11. And I don't have all the stats, but that may very well be Michael Flynn's best game. I'll tell you, that guy, he's a good player. If it weren't for this had so many really good players, he probably would have played a lot more. All right, that is it. And this is the, what is today, the first? Yes, the 1st of March, 2018. We'll have the next game. Don't know when it's going to be, but keep checking. You can also go to Max Preps and look up Vista. And also, High Tech Radio, as soon as we know, we'll put it up. Well, thanks for listening. Vista wins a big game, 71-52 over a very good La Jolla Country Day team. And my name's Bill Rupp, and thanks to Patricia Hartman, who does the technical work at home and streams these games and archives and so on. Please listen to us again. We have lots on High Tech Radio. You'll enjoy some of it. So that's it for tonight. Vista wins. Good night.